Welcome to another YouTube video of me playing Call of Duty while I bitch about a video I found.
Fucking, what was his name that did that every time? Well, not Call of Duty, but he had...
Leafy?
Yeah.
God, have you seen how many fucking YouTube channels do what he does now?
Really?
There is literally like 100 of them, and they're all the same. Like, they're literally all the same.
It's like after he left, there was a big gap, power gap, and everyone just rushed to try and be the next Leafy 2.0.
God, Leafy stopped being entertaining before he left the first time, guys.
Oh, well.
Alright. Okay, so today we are going to play a game because it's fun.
Yay!
Yay! So, what I have for you today is admittedly an idea I got from watching Dickie Dine's show, which I think they got from another YouTube channel. Nice. But it's called The Game of Hypotheticals. So I have 10 hypothetical scenarios, and you're just going to... I'm going to read them to you. You're going to tell me, you know... Some of them are like, would you do it? Would you not do it? Some of them are just like, what the fuck would you do in this scenario?
Yeah.
So we're just going to play that.
Nice.
9 of them are original. I came up with them on my own. That's why they suck. The first one is one that they did on Dickie Dine just because I thought it was... I wanted to know what you would do in this scenario because I know exactly what I would do.
Yeah.
Just want to know what you would do. So we'll just jump right into it. So the first one is the one from their show. You get $5 million right now, but yeah. Every time you sneeze, your vision gets 0.5% darker.
Sure, fuck it.
You're gonna go blind.
That much money? I'm going cyborg.
I mean, that's assuming that cyborg shit does exist right now.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Come on. Come on, daddy.
Oh, people, that much money? You think they've tried?
I mean, maybe.
Going down a rabbit hole, people. Hold your heads.
Hold your heads, boys. God, I would not, because I would go blind within a year. I sneeze so much.
Yeah.
I think I sneezed like 20 times this morning.
Oof.
I just popped in that fucking allergy pill before you got here. Like, I've been sneezing all morning.
Good work.
Okay, so the next one is, in this scenario, you're with this chick for like 2 years. She's killer.
Yeah.
Ride or die. Cheeks, ooh, you'd clap until the end.
Damn, okay.
One day, she sits you down and tells you she's been bleeding in your food for the last 4 months and believes she's a vampire. And this is no omission that in this hypothetical that vampires exist. It's the same world we're living in now. So this isn't like a, oh yeah, okay, I'm a vampire now. This is like a, this chick's crazy.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Getting the fuck out.
You're leaving the cheeks you'd clap till you die?
Yes.
This ride's been fun. I'm gonna miss them cheeks, but
you peace. Crossed the line when you fed me your period blood.
Well, I didn't say it's period blood.
I know where you got this from.
Well, let's say in this scenario it's not that. Let's say she's just like, I don't know, cutting her arm open.
Yeah.
A few drops in there. Yeah, you're just gonna peace out?
Yeah, why not?
Like, I can find cheeks elsewhere, man.
Ones that won't feed me their own blood. She didn't ask for permission. If she asked for permission, then I would have been okay.
All you had to do was ask. I am actually down with that, but because you didn't ask, never mind. You know, totally honest, I didn't think you were going to say that.
Yeah.
I totally thought you'd be like, I'll keep clapping.
Maybe on the side, but I'm not getting.
I don't think she's gonna let you. Oh, actually, she's been feeding your blood for us, so maybe she would.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Gotta find someone more stable.
I gotta find someone who's not crazy. Next one.
Next one.
Next one.
Next one.
A company contacts you that is 100% legit, who turns human body parts into renewable resources. They tell you that for every finger you give them, they'll give you $50,000. Would you do it? And how many fingies would you give? And this is like 100% legit. Like, this isn't some crack house. Like, this is a clinic. Go in there, they put you under, you wake up with a few less fingies and a few more bills.
They're taking the whole finger?
Whole finger. Like, they're gonna cut it like right there. Right down to the knuckle. But they're only gonna take as many fingers as you give them. No half fingers. You can be like, can I get like 25 thou for half a fingy? It's all or nothing.
Nah, I'm good.
Not losing the fings?
I need for gaming. It's hard to play games when you're missing one finger. You gotta reach for that shift bar. And press the shift so you can either run, crouch, or do whatever you gotta do with that.
That's true. I don't know. I totally thought you'd say, like, you'd at least lose, like, your right pinky.
I was thinking about it, but then I was like, wait. I still don't need that. It's gonna be hard to game without it. I'm good.
You're not gonna think about buying a bionic fingy?
Ooh, can I get bionics after I lose them?
Well, you could, but let's say you can, but it basically costs all the money they give you. And you don't get any special features. It's just like a prosthetic thingy.
I'm good then.
Yeah. All right, number four. So we get our first sponsorship.
Yeah.
But when we research them, it turns out they're probably a scam. Like BetterHelp or that one.
Oh, okay.
That one tree one that has been a scam. I forgot what it's called. No, Established Titles.
Oh, right. I forgot about that.
But they offer you some major Skrilla.
Skrilla.
Skrillas. Would you do Skrilla. It?
Nah.
You're gonna be a good boy and be like, nah, we don't take no scams up in this beat.
Nah, not really. Especially if you found my YouTuber or some kind of other person, like influencer. I just have a podcast or some shit. Nah. I ain't sending out my people for that.
Hear that? So when we sponsor those brain force pills, you know they work.
Oh yeah, they work amazing. They're the best.
I see all kinds of colors now. Oh, this is a fun one. Alright, so hypothetical number five. You get a PS5. Ooh. But first, you have to watch that new Casey Anthony From Her Perspective documentary 5 times in a row. Which is like that one that was on Peacock now, where they like basically put her in front of a camera and be like, what happened? What really happened? And then she lies to the camera for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So you have to watch that 5 times in a row. And then you get a PS5. Could you do it?
Yeah, sure, why not?
You can't, like, sit there on your phone while it's playing and be like, oh yeah, I'm watching.
Yeah, to pay attention.
No other distractions. You are basically strapped to the chair.
How long is it?
I have no idea. It's probably like an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Fuck. Yeah, fuck it. I'll wait for the PS6.
Ain't worth it. Yeah, I don't think I could sit that through that 5 times in a row.
Nah.
I don't know.
I'm good.
I'm good.
I don't want to add more numbers to the views.
God, she's getting all the money from that too, I think. At least she's getting some money from it.
Well, she is.
Alright, number six. You wake up one morning and learn that now, anytime you watch anime, all you hear and see is static. You can watch other shows and movies just fine, but anime is just static now.
Yeah.
On your phone, on TV, you just see it, you hear it, nothing, just static. Even if you're watching with someone else, they'll see and hear everything like normal. How do you react to that? What would you do in that if that was the
truth? So I can't watch anime anymore?
Yeah, you basically just can't watch anime anymore. And, like, you can't even watch, like, clips. Like, on fucking Facebook or whatever. It's just gonna be static.
Alright, someone shoot me.
But you can watch other shows. Like, you can watch movies and TV shows.
Nah. Just don't shoot me. I'm done. I don't have my anime.
Like, I can't do it. I can't do it anymore. Someone stop this pain.
Sorry, honey. Too much.
It's too much for me. All the sloppy top in the world can't replace the anime. Somehow I knew you would say that.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Alright, next one. You're told you can gain the ability to be a master at one type of craft. Like, you can be the best painter, sketcher, you can be the best singer, screamer, comedian, fucking anything. Any kind of, like, entertainment skill. You can be the best at that one skill.
Yeah.
But you have to be wheelchair-bound for the rest of your life. Which might make it hard to do some of those, but, like, you know. Like, you can wheel up there on stage and just fucking do your thing. Or you can paint a fucking picture that people will nut to. Yeah, but you have to be wheelchair for the rest of your life. You can never walk again. Would you take that?
In that case, I'd be a doctor.
There's no working around it.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
By the way.
You're just like, yeah, no, I'll take it. I'm which is like, no, there's no way around it. Nah, bitch, I'll take it. I'll come back. I'll come back years later. I'll be walking on my refund.
I got my little torso out. Then give myself a robotic one.
So you would go to a profession you don't even really want just to fix the ailment that you didn't have to have in the first place if you didn't take the deal?
Well, but
you could have just said no.
I could just work cybernetics, too.
I guess, yeah, you could be the best cybernetic specialist and be like, yo, look at me. I got a robo-dick.
Robo-dick. Action. I don't even have to throw something. It doesn't sound.
I'm just here. Chilling in my garage with my robo-dick.
Nice, nice.
Okay, so, number eight.
Burger King foot lettuce.
One celeb of your choice asks you to be a part of their upcoming project. So, could be fucking actor, singer, whatever. They ask, like, yo, you're gonna come with me. You're gonna be like my right hand man. Like if it's like fucking Krish Motionless, yo, you're gonna be on the new Motionless track. You know, something like that. You're gonna be a part of it. But after you do, you can never be a part of the creative world your project took place in again. So like, if you were on a track, you can never do anything in music again. You can never. Assuming you had a fucking, you wanted to be in movies. You can never be in movies again.
Okay.
If you're on someone's fucking show, you can never be a part of that again. Would you do it?
Nah, I'm good.
Nah.
Well,
this could be your one break.
You know what? Fuck it. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm not good at much else.
Who would it be?
I think I'll be in The Flash.
Isn't it canceled?
No.
No.
No. Still going.
Oh, cool.
I need to send someone to check the hope.
Yeah, I know, right?
But no, I think it's still going. I'm going to double check that with my shit.
I'm in The Flash now. I can never keep track of which one of those are like still going and which one gets canceled.
Nope, still going.
Alright, there you go. My boy's in one episode of The Flash now.
Blue Beetle.
The Blue Beetle. Blue Beetle. Oh, that'd actually be kind of sick.
Yeah.
But then you'd have to get replaced the next episode.
Maybe if I was a shit, but if I did good enough, people would like me.
Well, I guess it could count as a whole season.
Yeah.
Okay. Good answer. All right. Two more.
Okay.
Two more. You can bring one famous person you want back from the dead, as if they never died in the first place. So it's not them like being resurrected. It's kind of just like erasing that they died.
Yeah.
But in place, another famous person that you also really like has to take their place. So basically trading one for the other.
Yeah.
Would you do it? And who would you bring back and who would you sacrifice?
Oh, right. What's the name of the dude that owned a hit on his wife?
But you have to like him, though.
See, I kind of do.
Do you like him now or did you? Because you have to still like him. It can't be someone who you used to like. It has to be someone who you would hate that they died. Like, if Tim Lambesis died today, I wouldn't be mad. I'd be like, right. Yeah, whatever, dude.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay, so it has to be someone who it would like hit you in the feels if they died.
Cardi B.
Do you like Cardi B?
Oh, no. I mean, she's all right.
It has to be like if you woke up this morning and it was like fucking Spencer from Ice Nine died, you'd be like, oh, shit, dude, what the fuck? Or do you just leave it be? Let things be things.
That's her case. Oh, yeah. Trevor Noah.
Who you bringing back, then?
Brandon Lee. Well, it's a toss-up between him and the Rev.
Yeah. It's true. Watch you bring him back, and he just goes on to have, like, a horribly mediocre Steven Seagal career. And you're like, I did this for nothing!
I hope not.
Nah, probably not.
Makes fake martial arts. Tries to settle it.
I totally thought you were going to leave that one alone. Better bring... I don't know. I was like... I don't know who I would. Because I would... I don't know.
Yeah. I know. It's hard.
It's too much power.
Who would you pick?
God, I don't know. Like... I would want to bring back, like, either Chester or Trevor.
Yeah.
But I don't know who the fuck I would sacrifice. That's like, I don't think I could do it. It'd be too much of an ultimatum.
Yeah, no.
Alright. Last one. You get any superpower that you can imagine. Any superpower you want. Any superpower that's been any kind of like show, comic, whatever.
Yeah.
But your dick will never work again. Limp dick for the rest of your life.
Alright.
And any superpower you get can't fix it. There's no fixing it. There's no bionic dick. There's no magic dick. It's just limp noodle dick for the rest of your life if you get your power.
That's what you're wrong. I'd have no one steal this from someone else that I saw on video. I don't remember from where. It was just a video. The power of probability.
Of what?
Probability.
What's that?
Basically, what are the chances of me getting this and that? Means that I get the higher chance of increasing, of getting powers, getting richer, getting what I want.
In exchange for your limp dick?
Yes, but now the counter to that is, there's a high chance of it might work.
No, that's not how this works.
It does for me. I got the power of probability. Well, so there's a higher chance.
So you take it, and then you still don't have, and still it's like, oh, you had a higher chance, but it doesn't work.
Yeah, I mean, it's always a 50-50 whether it works or not.
I guess today is not one of those days.
Nope, we're not fucking today, baby. Maybe tomorrow, we'll see.
Flip a coin, I don't know. Alright, well, that was that.
Here's a better question, then.
Yeah.
So, let's say you died, and you get reincarnated.
Oh.
And you pick, like, your stats and whatnot, like, typical isekai anime thing. What video game would you go into?
Like a game that exists right now?
Yeah, any game. That exists right now, no matter how old, or one that's coming up soon that you don't know about. Or that you know, but there isn't much to know. It'd be any game. RPG, JRPG, MMOs, single players, cooking games, dog games, or cat games.
That's a good question. I want to go on, I don't know. Shit, I don't even know. That's a tough one. I'm torn between wanting to go into one where I know I won't die. Like, oh yeah, I'll go into fucking Mario and I'll be a Toad.
Damn.
But I also want to be like, yo, I want to go into fucking, well, not The Witcher, because like, if you're not a main character, you live in a shit hut.
Yeah.
So, not that. And it's very scary. No, definitely not Resident Evil, because I think everyone in those games has a horrible life.
Yeah. Unless you're Jill. Some of the other characters.
Oh, you mean the ones that get written out? I don't think she's been in a game since, like, what, 5?
Probably.
Bruh.
But she's still, I'm sure they're remaking a bunch of them, so who knows. They might bring them back.
They remade 3.
Yeah.
I want that one, because it looks really fucking good. But it's, like, $40.
I know, right?
Bitch, I don't know. I have a feeling you already know exactly where you're going, though.
I got a couple of options, and I still haven't decided exactly which one, but I got a couple of ones.
I'm guessing Kingdom Hearts is one of them?
Okay, you're right about that. I might add that onto the list, actually.
You didn't have that. Oh, what else do you have on your list?
The Legend of Dragoon, which is an older PS1 JRPG.
Derp.
If anything, I would hope I was one of the Dragoons. That way I have the powers of a dragon and whatnot. That'd be cool as fuck.
Dragoon.
Ooh. Ooh. As much as it might suck, at the same time, it'd be cool to be in the world of Infamous.
Yeah.
Yeah. You either get powers and you're considered a freak or mutant, but depending on what the main character does, or if you're the main character, who knows? You might change how people view you and your species.
That's true. Yeah. Okay.
And then probably Guild Wars 2.
Good Wars?
Guild Wars.
Oh, Guild. I thought he was like, oh, there's Good Wars in that game, too. Good Wars. I love me some war, said no one but a fucking oil tycoon ever.
And arms dealers.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I think I'll pick.
All right. Thank you all for listening.
If you listen. I hope so.
I won't go on a rant this time at the end of the episode.
For now, maybe.
All of our socials and everything's in the show notes if you want to check that out.
Do we have socials?
We do. We got the Twit, we got the Insta, we got the Patreon, we got the YouTubes.
All right, you know?
I just updated it again like a couple days ago. It's up to date now.
Nice. That's good.
Finally. It's always like 4 episodes behind, and I just like mass upload.
Nice. Good job, buddy.
Yeah. Well, thank y'all for listening. Hail Satan.
Blessed be. Have a good day.
Fuck off.
Take care.